Good morning. High pressure moved in overnight and cleared the skies out. That, combined with the light wind in some spots, allowed temperatures to drop off in many locations, starting in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout the region. Other places in the middle and upper 30s to start the day. So a little bit crisp and cool, but still comfortable for this time of year, which you might expect. And with that high pressure dominating throughout the day, we'll have brilliant sunshine, a northwest breeze, and temperatures climbing into the lower and some middle 60s. Clear skies again tonight with light winds all night long. Temperatures will have a long enough time to drop off through the 40s and into the 30s. In fact, many 20s, especially across the higher terrain by first thing tomorrow morning, with a lot of places seeing frost. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies again. That high pressure continues to dominate, and even a few degrees milder with most places in the middle 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Great Lakes, where the next cool front will be heading in our direction. We are looking for increasing clouds on Thursday night with a good chance of showers as we hit Friday morning. After that front swings on through, we'll have breaks of sunshine Friday afternoon and highs will bounce back towards 60 degrees. Another weak disturbance will pivot through on Saturday with just a few scattered light rain showers, otherwise dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 60s. On Sunday, sunshine will give way to some high clouds, but it'll be dry through the day, lower to mid-60s for highs. And then we'll watch another and more potent system head in our direction from the middle of the country for the early part of next week. That system will pivot through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys up toward the Great Lakes and bring us a chance of rain on Monday with highs in the 50s and back into the upper 50s with a chance of showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central high plains. Low-topped storms will intensify in easternmost Colorado and spread east into Kansas and Nebraska today. A narrow corridor of instability will allow these storms to intensify and potentially become supercells in the presence of 35 to 45 knots of effective shear. Severe hail and locally damaging winds and possibly a brief tornado risk can be expected as storms generally develop eastward through the early evening hours. Meanwhile, strong winds and low relative humidity values will continue to bring critical fire weather conditions across parts of the Southwest today. Red flag warnings are in effect from Southern California to the Southern High Plains. And to the east, a stalled front in the southeastern United States will be the focus for heavy rain through midweek. The heavy rain could lead to flash flooding in this region, and flood watches are out from southern Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle. And winter storm warnings remain in effect for the Wasatch Mountains in Utah through this afternoon. 8 to 14 inches of snow is expected before the steadiest snow tapers off tonight. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Fort Nelson, British Columbia, Canada, at 7:46 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 21 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with moderate snow and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 22, 47% relative humidity, a west wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 13 at Walden, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 66 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 57, that's 10 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rainfall yesterday, 1.05 inches of liquid precipitation for the month and 6.62 inches for the year, which is 2.90 inches below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low 37. the record high 86 set in 2003, and the record low 21 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m., sunset this evening 7:37 p.m., 13 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs reaching the middle 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine today, breezy and mild with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny skies today. It'll also be breezy and mild with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Clear and chilly tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, continued mild, mid 60s. Showers Friday morning, some breaks of afternoon sun near 60. A scattered shower Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to some high clouds Sunday, dry, lower to mid 60s. A chance of rain Monday in the middle to upper 50s. And scattered showers Tuesday with highs in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.